Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's evident that the Israelites, on their desert journey, rarely killed their livestock for meat. We know this because after receiving manna from heaven, the people complained that they had no meat to eat, and the Lord added quails to their diet. See Exodus 16, verses 1 to 13. However, in Leviticus 17, the Lord explained what they were to do if they intended to kill an animal for food. Quote, "Whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people." Verses 3 and 4. That sounds very serious, doesn't it? Why was that? The Lord continues, quote, "To the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, to the priest, and offer them as peace offerings to the Lord." Verse 5. Do you see the principle here? At every meal, the Lord was to be recognized as the host, because all living things received their life from him, and without him, there could not be such a meal. The New Testament teaches something similar when we read, quote, "Every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." 1 Timothy 4, verses 4 and 5. I'm reminded of the little fellow who was surprised when his friend's family ate their meal without giving thanks, and responded, "Hey, you're just like my dog. He digs right in." How appropriate that we bring our food to the Lord in thanksgiving, then use the energy from it to glorify him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.